Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff, his insights, his input. Got a couple of text messages relevant on topic to the conversation. Patriot Jeff over in Mayo. They want Michigan to start acting like Europe, where basically only landowners and the rich can afford to hunt. Why do you think Gretchen Whitmer was over there for a couple of weeks ago? She even took a DNR officer or deputy with her. Also, talking about the base licenses, Roger texted in. Says they started this because other states are doing it. I used to hunt in Ohio, had to buy a base license, which was roughly $98 to $116, and then you had to pay an additional $16 for a deer license. You know, this is so stupid because basically the more you charge, the more you tax, the more you increase fees, you get less of it. You get less of what you're looking for. So the bottom line is this. Bottom line is this. With them increasing licensing fees as a way to generate revenue, well, guess what? They're going to get less hunters. As a result, we're going to end up with a larger deer population. As a result, there'll be more accidents. So bottom line, we may end up where we, the people, petition the DNR and say enough is enough. You are not managing the herd properly. We're done. We've had it. So guess what? There's going to be a situation, especially with farmers, that they are going to manage the herd on their own. Mark my words, nobody's going to be buying any licenses. Shoot and shut up is basically what it's going to be. I mean, in our own area here in Antrim County, the number of deer laying on the side of the road is unbelievable. I cannot remember in recent years this many deer carcasses laying on the shoulder here in the spring, early summer months. So evidently they think they know what they're doing, but they don't. And then you add these higher licensing fees that they're talking about. It's going to cause a problem. Mark my words, it is definitely going to cause a problem. But today I got a lot of stories coming out of Lansing that we've got lined up. But one that I want to definitely get to is the big announcement that Donald Trump made yesterday afternoon from the Oval Office. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth was there. A general was there. Three U.S. senators were there making the huge announcement. I'm sure you probably heard by now, the Golden Dome that is going to be built over top of America. In his statement to the media announcing the Golden Dome project, he said that Canada has already reached out to him and wants to be a part of it. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting because they want the protection and they want to participate. They want to pay for the development of this technology. I haven't heard from Mexico yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if Mexico reaches out as well. Bottom line, this was Ronald Reagan's vision back in the 1980s when he talked about missile defense systems, something that needed to be able to shoot down missiles as they were incoming to our country. Well, the technology has been improved since we provided Israel the Iron Dome, which is successful over there. Well, Donald Trump said that this new technology that they're modeling for the Golden Dome is like 10 to 20 times better than what we provided to Israel years ago. And one of the things that he's most excited about, this big, beautiful bill they're working on, where he went to the Capitol yesterday, met with the Republicans in the House, and kind of basically gave them their marching orders. Well, in this budget, this big, beautiful bill is $25 billion as a down payment to get the program launched. He said initial cost to start will be about $175 billion total. Ultimately, over 10 years, roughly $500 billion is going to be the cost for the system. He also mentioned that this Golden Dome project will be active before he leaves office. He's confident that they will have it done within the next 2, for sure 3 years, and he will see it activated before he leaves office. So it's going to be very interesting to see the progress of this project and to see if other countries like Mexico may want to participate. But I just thought that was a huge announcement and caught my attention. And even in the budget process for this big, beautiful bill that they're going to hopefully be voting on this week, well, $25 billion is already in there. One of the reporters asked him, where is the money coming from? You know, you're concerned about deficit spending. You're trying to cut the budget. Where's the money coming from? Donald Trump did not hesitate. He says, you're kidding, right? I just got back from the Middle East, and I brought back $5.1 trillion in Middle East investment in America. He said the $25 billion isn't even going to be a blimp on the radar. This is absolutely going to happen. Homeland Security, definitely, definitely a top priority for the president. Pete Hegseth, the military is involved in this. They're also bringing in a general from the Space Force. He is going to be in charge of it. He's got the background. He has the understanding of the technology. I believe they mentioned that he had an engineering background for his education. So it's definitely, definitely something that's going to happen and something that they are very confident will protect America and going forward could be also protecting our neighbors to the north and possibly to the south. So you'll be hearing more about that. I'm sure the media will be talking about it, but very exciting. New technology to protect the country. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about, of course, is the budget in Lansing, which they're working on. The governor put out her proposal earlier in the year. The Senate passed theirs last week. Well, pretty interesting because the consensus revenue estimating conferences, which is every quarter, they came out in late January to give a report, which then Speaker of the House Matt Hall did a projected long-term road funding plan based on those numbers. Well, just this week, the May report came out. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, suggested yesterday that further cuts are going to need to be made to corporate handouts, arts, and cultural grants. The COVID-19 task force needs to be eliminated. An estimated 2,900 vacant government worker positions need to be eliminated, cut, in order to make up the $320 million difference between January and May's CREC's report. Back in January, the CREC principals estimated that the fiscal year 2026 would have almost $1.2 billion more to work with than they thought previously. But on Friday, they updated those numbers and found out that it's actually going to be $320 million less. Hall's road plan counted on $600 million from the January numbers, and during a press conference yesterday, gave suggestions on where the $320 million could be made up. His suggestions include cutting remaining corporate handouts from the Business Attraction Community Development Funds for $100 million. The entrepreneurship ecosystem elimination would be $15 million. Eliminating other programs like the COVID-19 Task Force, $22 million. Why is that task force still even operating? Of course, eliminate it. COVID is done. COVID is over with. Joe Biden said that a couple years ago. $11 million for arts and cultural grants. $28 million for the Office of Global Michigan. An additional $150 million to eliminate 2,900 vacant government jobs that Hall, the speaker, called phantom employees. Altogether, these cuts come to $326 million. $326 million. Hall said, excuse me, my throat is closing up. I'm so mad. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of this hour, number one, today's show. Again, $22 million for COVID-19 task force. When I saw that number, I could feel my throat closing. I was like, okay, relax. It's a story. Don't get upset about this. $28 million for the Office of Global Michigan. I mean, between those two alone, folks, it's $50 million. And now we've got, according to the Speaker, Matt Hall, phantom employees. $150 million to eliminate 2,900 vacant government job postings. Well, again, altogether, these cuts proposed by the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, comes to $326 million. In closing out his press conference statement yesterday, Speaker Hall said the House budget will reverse the income tax hike, bring government workers back full-time to their offices, fix local roads, all of this without increasing taxes. Sounds good to me. Reverse the income tax hike. Get it from 4.25 down to 4.05 when it actually should be 3.9. Get government workers back in their office or fire them. And fix the roads without increasing taxes. Kind of like reprioritizing the money that you're proposing to spend. Is there any reason why people cannot understand we are not going to get a budget before July 1st? I don't think we're going to get one before midnight on September 30th. The reason is they are so far apart ideologically, philosophically, politically, agenda-wise, they are nowhere near an agreement. And what really upsets me the most is the Democrats in the Senate. They have got a one-seat majority, 19 to 18. Supposed to be 38 state senators. Well, there's 37. Again, Governor Gretchen Whitmer making history and not calling for a special election in that vacant 35th State Senate District seat. Those people, 270,000 people, are without a state senator. And Whitmer doesn't show any signs of calling that special election. But they, with a one-seat majority, took last year's budget, added 3% of the total from last year, and increased the budget by that amount. And did not do anything to address this long-term road funding plan other than putting a $3 billion placeholder in their past budget. This is just unacceptable. And the bottom line, the governor has not been seen. She's nowhere to be found making any comments about what the state Senate passed or what the speaker, Matt Hall, is even talking about. He makes these press conferences. He puts them out there. He says these things. She doesn't even respond to it. I mean, this is your constitutional responsibility, Governor. You have to pass a budget before midnight on September 30th or the government shuts down. Well, the Republicans know that this is probably the direction it's going to go. That's why they took the proactive step of passing a what basically amounts to a continuing resolution, $20 billion budget to take effect at midnight on September 30th to fund roads, schools, and prisons. $20 billion. Bare bones, $20 billion budget, that's it. Keeps the lights on. But all this other spending in all these other departments, sorry, we don't have a budget. You're done. This could end up causing an absolutely huge, titanic type of change in the budget. Why? Because if $20 billion is all you need as the bare bones to constitutionally provide for what you're obligated to pay for, everything else is what? Non-essential? Well, we'll see. But this is going to be a problem. And here we are, May 21st, heading into Memorial Day weekend. June coming, getting ready for 4th of July, summer break. Nowhere in sight do they have any signs of a budget deal. We'll keep following it. Top of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.